could do. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give off truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, we are on tonight, Tuesday night. Back, live, and in color, as they say. Well, there's so much going on in the world. Federal judges, of course, berating and scolding the Bush administration for tampering with the judicial process. In the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, which, of course, we know is a setup to begin with, but be that as it may, much of this going on as we speak. We have Arab nations now taking their reserves out of dollars, that is, investing in the euros in response to what the United States has done and the Congress with regard to the Dubai ports deal. And closer to home, we have something even more interesting. It is called political correctness run amok. And as you know, each and every day it seems as if there are more victims of political correctness. That which rules campuses, academics, government, churches, medicine, whatever it might be, he's there, sticking his nose in the tent of the camel. Well, tonight we are going to have on the program Paul Tripetti, who is the lead singer of the group Poker Face. I'm sure you've heard of them. I know you have because they've been on this network. And we are going to talk with him right now and say hello to him and determine exactly what political correctness has done to his freedom of speech on college campuses. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Rick. How are you tonight?
All right. I'm doing well. But we'll see. As the night progresses and I hear more from you, I might not be as in good a shape.
I hear that.
Anyway, we're going to start the program in a minute. We don't have too much time now, but I want you to give my listeners a little synopsis of what happened to you and the band recently.
We're supposed to play for the New Jersey State Libertarian Convention at Rutgers University, a location we had played at the previous year. And there was a front group for the, you know, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, extreme left, America-hating. They basically didn't like the message that we had. They scoured our site for anything that they could use against us. And to the uninformed, and somebody who would investigate it any further, they just took certain keywords and, you know, the boogeyman words of today, saying that we're racist or that we're anti-Semites or, you know, trying to make us non-people. But nothing further than the truth. And, you know, in fact, we encourage people to investigate our site, which is pokerface.com, and go around and see if it isn't what it is. America-loving, America-first. And if we do anything, is we expose all enemies, foreign and domestic, and certain groups keep popping up on the radar. And That's what it is.
Right.
So,
right.
Thanks for having us on so we can, like, talk about it a little bit.
Exactly. And when we come back to start the program, we'll give our listeners a sample of your group, Polka Face, and give them a little bit of music. My producer will handle that. And then we'll begin to elucidate our listeners as to exactly how dangerous it is today to have a viewpoint different from the elite. So we'll do that in just a moment. With you, Paul Tripetti, and our listeners right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, that is a sample of the group Polka Face. And I keep calling them Polka Dot, so don't mind me, Paul Tepetti, but I sometimes get you confused with Polka Dot. In any event, what exactly were you saying in that song? Because I'm not good at interpreting lyrics on rock music. What was it you were saying?
That our government lies to us, keeps us, keeps us flying with half-truths. Why?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my introduction, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Bankers, communist hackers, things like that.
Now, what exactly happened to you and the group? Now, give us a chronology, because I'm on your website, and by the way, people can avail themselves of the website, getting on it very easily, www.pokerface.com, right?
One word, yes.
And give us the chronology. What started this latest situation with the university?
The university received a bunch of pressure from...
When was this now, Paul?
This was the first tip piece that was done on us by the one group of detractors was called the OPP. But if you do any searching around the site, you know, the people that they love and people that they work with are, you know, you'll see Morris D's big picture on the front.
Morris D's, yes, a nice gentleman.
Yeah.
And, very kind.
I guess a lot of it came out when, as of late, we've been very vocal about Ernst Sundel and Germar Rudolph and David Irving, who just got, 3 years for not violating anybody's rights or damaging anybody's property, but because of something he said back in 1987.
Thought crimes, huh?
Thought crimes and speech crimes. And as an American, look, during the 90s when Clinton was going crazy as a gun fanatic, you know, we were there, you know, protesting and joining different groups that basically, you know, safeguarded the rights of the Second Amendment.
Right.
Well, right now the First Amendment is being attacked. And, look, somebody's feelings get trumped when rights are involved. I'm sorry people died. You know, 60 to 80 million humans died, okay? Not just any one specific group that is acknowledged more important than the other. But if you question this one historical event, and it doesn't go by the orthodoxy of what the people that are pushing it, and basically it's become a money-making racket, as Norm Finkelstein says, you know, there's no business like show business. And people are going to jail now. I mean, it's okay to talk about it, and laws being passed, but once the laws start becoming effective, where thousands of Germans are in jail because of thought crimes. But right now, the big names are getting, you know, rounded up around the world, being sent to Germany or Austria or Canada, to be arrested and put in prison. Some of them in solitary confinement for thought crimes. I mean,
right.
You know what your idea is in Sunbow anymore because you have to imply the force. Force negates, you know, any kind of factor of truth that you had left. And, you know, so right now there's a big push to destroy what is the First Amendment, and it's going to come here. It already is. We're not just the latest examples. I mean, even today I was reading about Rachel Corrie play.
Yep.
That got shot down in New York
City. We talked about that last week, yes.
The same pressure groups. That's who is attacking us. They're un-American. Right now, the new labels that they're selling right now is that anti-racist. And that's like the biggest scam. The only ones who might be anti-racist are some of the kids that they get in their groups because of that naivete and not knowing the agenda that they're behind. But, you know,
Were these same people, do you know, Paul, behind any movement to oppose, say, the cop killer lyrics of some of these punk rock, hard rock type of bands? As you know, they were making a lot of police people very nervous a while ago, and the lyrics were insightful, supposedly. And
that's a good question, because if you look at it, the only thing that they seem to go after are Caucasian groups or, you know, anything to the red of the spectrum.
You mean
but
the...
If they're going to be consistent, you know, anti-racist, I would have expected to see a lot more, you know, of the rap, you know, hate lyrics. But, you know, it was kind of like absent. So
that's my point. That's my point. You know, Paul, it seems like these groups, the Southern Poverty Law Group, ADL, and various and sundry other groups,
Center and APAC, and,
I've decided to single out various people who exercise speech that is anti-globalist, anti-one world, anti-Kenite, if we may use the word, anti-Zionist. Yeah, and they have decided that their free speech rights do not exist, and so they will do everything they possibly can with any means at their disposal to keep people from hearing their music, reading their books, listening to their tapes, and so forth. Isn't that what's going on here?
That's exactly what's going on. In America, you better wake up because every part of our Constitution is being attacked and destroyed.
Now, come on now, Paul. And, George Bush is there to defend us.
You know what? They got more done on the Republican administration than they could with Clinton the Clown. It was like the JV party had so that the senior could come in. You know, it's like the blue jean wearing clad, you know, Clintonites, you know, had to give way to the suit and tie, you know, the slick men.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see the day when I'd be saying Bill Clinton was a piker compared to George Bush. And yet that's exactly what I'm saying right now. He makes, Clinton look almost innocuous by comparison.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. Because
well, anyway, so this. No, let's keep the chronology going. I'm very fascinated by this, Paul. What happened to your group is you received word from University Rutgers, was it?
Well, right, because the Libertarians, they held it at the Inn Conference Center,
yeah,
which is a part of the university. But
right, right.
Their hotel for when parents come to visit football games or businesses come to hold meetings. So last year was ideal, but last year it was during when the kids weren't there. So, mm-hmm. You know, we could make noise. I mean, that's the rationale they're going under. You know, all I can say is what they're saying is, you know, there were no other guests there, so us being there this year, we might have created much of a racket. What I'd like to know is if there are any other bands there during the year in the same kind of situation as us, but they did get to play, because I would really like to know that for, you know, for some things that we're, you know, investigating into. You know, free speech has got to reign, and
mm-hmm.
feelings get trumped when rights are under attack, okay? Because, look, if the government says tomorrow you can't say UFOs, if you don't believe in UFOs, you go to jail. Well, I don't believe in UFOs. Well, you go to jail. Or if you talk about it in a negative way, we're going to send you to jail. It's like that's so un-American. That's not what my forefathers died for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not
mm-hmm.
what this country, they've sold our patriotism and Americanism to be. Well, damn it, let's you know, hold them to the carpet and say, like, look, we are Americans, we're going to stay Americans, we're going to stay free, okay? Try to bring on your martial law, try to bring on your anti-terrorism garbage, and, you know, enough's going to be enough at one point.
And by you putting together songs, you know, like Carl Klang and others that are politically incorrect, that are reaching the intended audience with this message, this is becoming a threat to these powers that be, and they're getting a little nervous about this, huh?
Obviously enough to, you know, stick their new brown shirts on us, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
I mean, they
troopers.
Yeah, yeah. Hitler was a piker in comparison to what they're doing today. Across the European continent, Australia, Canada, and next, the American government, the American people, the United States, this so-called basket case of freedom, this breadbasket.
The secret empire always chooses to build up a country so they can destroy it. I believe they use Hitler just as like they would use anybody else.
Sure.
Anything that could pose a threat to them, they'll destroy. And right now, they've done a good job of destroying America. Any kind of allies that we had, any kind of friends that we had, any
yep.
kind of business partners that we've had.
Right.
You know, where is that America? I mean, just in my lifetime, I've seen this change.
It's so ironic because now we are becoming isolated in the world, and that's thing that George Bush says he doesn't like is isolationism, and yet that's exactly what he's brought upon the American people, a widespread hatred for America across the globe, not just in the Middle East or the Arab world, but across the globe now. I mean, you know, we've helped nurture these enemies in South America, Latin America, in our own continent, Canada. We've seen it in Asia. We've seen it all across the continents, where America now is indeed open to ridicule and caricature and is behaving, as you said, like the empire of the end times, like Rome did in her great fall, before she fell and was destroyed from within. So that's what we're experiencing today, Paul. And anything, whether it's art, music, literature, talk shows, internet, anything that opposes the empire must be perceived as the enemy.
Well, right, because it gets through the walls that they have constructed around us, the things that make us dull in the brain. You know, if you
mm-hmm.
tap your foot to the beat and you're listening to the words, hey, the mantra gets into your head as you start thinking about those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're watching visually, you know, play or imagining it because you're reading it.
Right.
You know, the artists are the, you know, they're the ones that, you know, can put it into a form that other people can assimilate it more easily.
Yeah.
So that the idea gets across more quickly. And, you know, like I said, you know, check our site because we have a lot of things, you know, people keep saying like, yeah, we expose a lot of the negative or we expose a lot of the crimes that are going on. Do we have, you know, positive things to go with? And there's two solutions that we keep pushing right now, the 80% solution and the local solution.
Right.
And, you know, we can get into this later on, but I'll go into the chronology where.
Yes, we will. All right. We're going to take a break right now, as a matter of fact, Paul. So you stay there, Paul. At pokerface.com, if you want to email him direct, the website, www.pokerface.com. I'm Rick Adams, and we will continue with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Join in. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot, Paul Zappetti. Good for you. Good for you. Now, let me ask you a question before we continue. You've been around for a few years with the band, right?
Yes.
How many years altogether would you say, Paul?
The first version of Poker Face was in 1989.
Right. And now the second version?
Well, no. I mean, it started then, but it wasn't until 94 that, you know, an epiphany from Father kind of said, like, look, Paul, I don't want you to do this boy-girl or love rock stuff. I want you to do something of value.
Okay.
So this was after Waygood burned down and they, the feds bombed the World Trade Center the first time. The song America came out, and that was the beginning that we haven't veered from that path since. We've gotten better, I guess. You know, if you keep working at it, and like any art, you hope that you get better, and God continues to bless us with more and more and more creativity. What we lack is funding, so we can put out more music more quickly.
Right. I'm just interested in getting a good feel for your background, because I think it's important to develop a history about somebody. What kind of political ambitions did you have, if any? Did you have strong political views? Not so much ambitions, but viewpoints in the 1980s, the first time around?
Well, in the 80s, it was the whole push of the drug wars, and I saw that as being nothing more than what it is, a war on our rights. And I really don't care what drugs you do, because right now most of America's, you know, screwed up on some drugs or another, but those are the legal kind that they
prescribe. Yeah, the prescription drugs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Serotonin, you know, those kind of blocking drugs and dopamine. And so even before that, I mean, my parents have always been, you know, politically clued in or spiritually clued in.
All right.
My dad, you know, he left the Franciscan monks to become a father. And he and his brothers decided to do that, and, you know, that was a pretty big change in his life. But he'd been around the world and seen, you know, the true state of the world instead of what comes in through your TV and your newspaper. My mom the same way. You know, dad's got the PhD. You know, mom's got the master's, so they're pretty bright. They were teachers themselves, and, you know, I was the little kid that got to travel everywhere with them and see life, you know, through my own eyes. And visiting communist countries at the time, they were still behind the Iron Curtain. Hearing my mother read the good books, you know, and cursing at the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds and, you know, damn those gangster banksters. And so you kind of grow up with that kind of background, then, you know, I've just always been attuned to the reality of what life is. And, it, you know, it's...
But you had a real love of music way back when you were young.
Oh, I started on the violin at two, so I thought music in me. Yeah, I started singing my buddy. My mom heard me singing My Buddy Lies Over the Ocean at like 1.5, and, you know, by the time I'm two, they're sticking the little Suzuki, you know, method violin, which is like 3/4 of the size of a normal violin. And I remember playing my Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars and, you know, Bye Bye Black Sheep, Heavy Any Wool. And so that was the beginning. I started playing piano six and, you know, clarinet and sax and drums and guitar after that. So
fantastic. So you are a real multi-talented individual with musical instruments. That's great. And your voice, of course, you sing. You had an inclination to give the vocal talents that you were given a good experience, an opportunity to record and perform. I guess you've done both, record in studio and perform live before audiences, right?
And record live, yeah.
So that's great. You've had a wealth of experience. Now, when you started getting politically incorrect in your lyrics and started reaching out to young people with a message, I guess these people decided to take notice of you, these ADL types. And now here's a guy that's dangerous. He's reaching people with a positive message. He's telling them not to trust big government, not to trust those that are destroying our Constitution, not to put faith in the state, but in God. Boy, that's a real threat, you know.
Of course.
That's a real dangerous thing. You're not supposed to believe those things. My goodness, the Founding Fathers believed many of those things, you see.
Right. Well, wasn't it Stalin or Lenin? I can't figure out which one. I forget. But it's like, if we don't give them guns, why would we give them books? You know? So why would we give them music that contains messages that go contrary to what we've been programming them with since from womb to tomb? And, you know, sometimes we get them plugged from the Matrix and see the reality. And it wouldn't take us that much to get back to where it's really a we the people type of society, where there's a real big middle class, so everybody's part of the economic pie. You know, none of this greed, parasitical type of monopolistic capitalism that is, you know, sold throughout the world as free trade, global trade. You know, the only thing it benefits are the mega owners, and we become a people keep working for cheaper and cheaper slave wages.
And now the message, you have sold a number of CDs, a number of records, I believe, right?
Yes.
How many? How many would you say you have actually sold over the years?
Well, we generally give half away. So, you know, I say anywhere from like 10,000 to 12,000, and we've made like 25,000, and are pretty close to being done with all of them. We're gearing up for two new discs that we're putting out.
Good. What are they going to be involving now? What kind of lyrics and titles, if you will?
Talking about judges. You know, talking about some of the crimes, especially these thought and speech crimes. It's really getting our attention right now. Of course, you know, the legalization of hemp so the farmers can finally have a cash crop, so they stop going bankrupt, so that they stop selling out to the multinational corporations like ADM, Beatrice, Unilever, and...
Right. Absolutely. You're right on. Paul, we'll be back with you, and we're going to start taking phone calls in a few minutes, so get with us. 800-313-9443. This is Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I cry for my country, for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are out forming, winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dreams been cruised
America, America, I show my love for you and strength and loyalty.
Thank you very much. Paul, that is a very nice song, very pleasurable and listenable. And,
thank you. Something my parents can listen to.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Well, I'm sort of an old fogey myself, you know. I'm really the kind of guy that I don't listen to talk radio much, you know. I when I'm driving, I listen to a lot of classical music. Because talk radio bores me, to be honest with you. The only show I listen to is Rick Adams. And RBN. That's the only ones, RBN. But I don't listen much because it is monotonous, it is trite, trivial,
Misdirected.
Yeah, it is. It's all garbage, basically. And so I listen to something like classical. I'm really addicted to symphonies and concertos and all kinds of great pieces from Bach to Beethoven and in between. But I must say that between you and Carl Klang, I am now beginning to change my habits.
Nice.
And I am very happy to know that you and Carl Klang are also on the hit list of the ADL types, because that means you must be doing something patriotic, something in the interest of America, not Israel, something in the interest of
America.
True constitutionalism. Right.
Right.
And for that,
yeah,
you are to be commended. By the way, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking, Paul? Give me
I'm
a rating.
39. No,
39.
I'm 39. Yeah, the youngest is 35.
You sound like a young man in his 20s.
Oh, brother, I feel young because I live young, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
I haven't allowed myself to, like, you know, get tied down to the systems that constantly suck the lifeblood out of you, you know? I look at the systems as being nothing more than blood-sucking vampires, you know?
Yes, parasites.
Yeah,
and,
well, basically,
nice
you drain your energy, right.
Nice to be able to make money doing what you love to do, but money is not the object because, as you know, when you become in love with money, then you start to fall, and pride cometh before the fall. And that's
all
not
that.
What it's all about for you, I know.
No, it's to love Father and glorify Him and thank Him right. Every day that He gave us the breath and the consciousness to even know that we exist, and then to be able to reflect it back upon Him to say, hey, Father, thank you for caring enough and loving me enough to even make my soul.
Excellent.
And too many people just don't even know that there's a God, or there is no God, or if the aliens are your God, or Mother Earth is your God. It's like anything but God.
Right.
You know, so Satan has done a good thing, or, you know, has done his thing, and you know, deceive most of the world, and God allows you to be deluded.
You know, I think that what is really happening today is the state is acting as God and demands worship as a God, and I think far too many Americans and people of other countries are being sucked into this syndrome where they, too, are worshiping the state as God. Whether they know it or not, they are doing exactly that. You know, just happened to read my favorite you know, I'm not into psychology and psychiatry and all that stuff, but one guy that turns me on quite a bit is a Southerner, and he's good. He's syndicated, John Roseman. I don't know if you've heard of him. I'd like to get him on the show. John Roseman is very conservative, pro-family type of advice columnist, and, you know, he was just saying in today's column about the business of corporal punishment in the schools, and he said he was against it. He's for corporal punishment at home, but he doesn't want the schools acting as the mediators in these matters where the state is given wide latitude to do things that normally should be reserved for the parents. And that was an excellent point, I thought, he made.
Well, because the state will take it to abusive levels.
Exactly. And the state, you know what they're doing now with children. They're handcuffing children, kids in the first and second grade. They're arresting
them.
Yeah, I mean, the kids say something. Well, we had a case up here, an older young person in New England, and he was like 13 years old, still a young student, and his teacher reported him to the feds because he was asked to do a classroom project, and the project happened to do Make My Day. What would make my day? And he said killing George Bush. You know, something like that. So here's a kid who's in school. Immediately, you know, the teacher gets all nerved up, all frightened, reports him. The feds come in, you know, take this kid. We got to find out what he's really planning to do. And, of course, it all turned out to be just nothing more than a thought. But what about George Bush that makes people want to hate him so much and hate this country so much, hate this government, is because of the policies that are not in the interest of America but
America.
Are in the interest of Satan. And that
people,
turns
right.
people off large, big time, big scale, you know? So
what
it does is it creates a great antipathy toward America and toward its so-called leadership. And that George Bush has excelled at. He's excelled at that all of his life, like father, like son. And of course, he's just nothing but the fall guy for this new world order. He's nothing more than one little cog in
right.
the wheel. Right.
And little is right.
Very little. And very little upstairs, too.
They appointed Cheney as the babysitter, so.
Right. So, you know, the more and more Americans now, because the pain level is increasing on them, now are beginning to understand what has happened to them, what's happened to their country. Well, it happened long before the last 6 years. It happened way before this. But now people are becoming more literate. They have the Internet. They have the opportunity to question to think on their own if they desire to. And that's why your music is stimulating people, young people especially, to think, because their freedom is more vulnerable than anyone else's. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's make some calls. Sure.
We try to model ourselves after the forefathers. Like the song two songs ago was called "I'd Rather Die Than Be a Slave."
Right.
And if you go to the front of our page, a friend of ours, kid at the age of 15, put together this really really cool video collage with the music. And I think if you look on the left and click on Patriot,
yes,
you'll really enjoy that. And the last one that you were just listening to is called "Prayer for America."
Prayer for America.
And,
yeah.
We wrote that about the time when the domestic terrorists took down our buildings,
right,
in New York City. And, one thing I want to just say out there, there's a really cool, hip new video that, even kids can, really be attentive to. It's called LooseChange911, oneword.com.
Uh-huh.
And it's the best new video that brings so many things that we've talked about over these last 3 years, things that, whether controlled demolitions or whether it was a missile that hit the Pentagon or, The where did the money go? Who put the put options on the airplanes? What about the 9 Arabs that are still alive out of the 19? Well, these two kids put together this video, loosechange911.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that
yes.
just rocks, brother. Okay?
I've seen it. That's excellent. Excellent.
Well, we got the latest one because one of the persons involved with it actually, listened to one of the shows with Mike Piper or John Stadtmiller the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And we've exchanged goods, our music for the DVDs, and we're both just like outstanding work on either parts. That's what we're saying to each other. So we're thinking about doing, and if there's other people out there, we want to present it at a theater and then rock them for an hour and then take questions at the end. And, the kids are even thinking about maybe participating at one of the things that we put together. And then maybe do it at the college campuses,
mm-hmm.
at the student unions where you show this to them. Play the music, keep them involved, and then, what their minds while we're playing music can start thinking, wow, man, I always had a question about that, and then, have a question and answer session, then pass out more DVDs and tell them mm-hmm. to duplicate the heck out of them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do you think? Does this sound like a good idea?
I think yes, I do. I think it's a great idea, and I think you should definitely pursue it, and any help that we can give you, we will. You know that.
Well, the listeners out there, especially, we're in Pennsylvania, so New York, New Jersey, Delaware, even Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Contact us. We'll try to, make something happen between all parties. And the only thing that's going to happen is people are going to come away enlightened or at least being directed towards sources where they can find out more information on their own, because a lot of this is self-education, but you need to have the right tools to work with before you educate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and by the way, right now, before we go to the phones, give us the best way you think people can contact you. People have the Internet. A lot of people don't have access to the Internet. So give us a couple of ways to do that.
There's two ways on the Internet, pokerface.com or pokerface.org.
And then can people call you at a number?
People can call us at 610-434-8775. Leave a message. It is the band hotline. And then our mailing address is pokerface, two words, there. P.O. Box 9200, 9200, Allentown, like the Billy Joel song.
Yes.
Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18105.
All right, we'll give it again. We'll have you give it again through the program.
Okay.
And let's invite listeners now to get on the line. Tell us what you think, what you know. By the way, have you heard the band before, and you heard many of these songs, or are you a newbie, a newcomer? But more importantly, what do you think about the conspiracy, if you will, to try to take down the Constitution and our freedoms in America today as never before? This is the hot-button issue with these terror groups, as I like to call them, real terrorists, are these people that are seeking to destroy the freedom to think and the freedom to express oneself, whether music, literature, film, video, or anything else. 800-313-9443 is our number, where you can dial toll-free right now, 800-313-9443. Let's start off with Steve in Florida. Hi, Steve.
How you doing? As they say on that numbskull Hannity sold-out show, you're both great Americans. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I hope you reach the younger crowd. We need that more than anything. And I'd like to bring up a viewpoint that I'd like your opinion on. Not too long ago, we had Abe Foxman, I believe it was, that said anybody that is converting Baptists you know, it seems like some harm should come to them. Or I forget the exact statement he made. But since then, in the last month or two, we've had 10 Baptist churches burnt down, all three with Jewish names. And it seems to be going down the memory hole like every other Jewish issue we can possibly think of: the Holocaust, AIPAC, the Jewish slave trade. All of those, there's so many of them, I can't possibly compute them all in my mind right now, but this issue seems to be just going away, not one word in the mainstream media about this issue. And what are we going to do about it? That's my what I want to ask you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. Go ahead, Paul. You respond.
First, if there are three skinheads, you know, we'd be seeing their faces, you know, 24/7, or anybody other than what it possibly can be. I don't know. I haven't really investigated much. I do know that APOC, just last week, he declared that the Bible was hate speech. So,
yes.
You know, I know that it's in their sights right now, and if they get their hate crimes law through, which is what we're fighting, I mean, it was in the last 6 months that we got very vocal about, you know, why are people going to jail for having a difference of opinion? Mm-hmm. Okay? And I know that last year was a new office created for anti-Semitism awareness within the State Department, where only awareness for anti-Semitism, not for anti-Americanism, which should be the primary one, or anti-Christian or anti-Catholicism, but no, it was only anti-Semitism. It wasn't even for anti-Arab, you know? So it's like, I know that there's been laws that have been passed that are very, they're for special interest groups to have rights more special than others, or offices that help only a specific group. And that's not American, man, okay? And if that's happening, we expose that stuff, okay? But we expose a lot of stuff, but unfortunately, the ones that, you know, call us the racist or anti-Semites, they only focus on those that expose them. They only expose, like, all of our, you know, the crimes that the government commit, or different groups out there, but it's always specifically that. And it's funny because these groups, their new slick method of selling is they call themselves anti-racist. And I call them anti-American racist agitators because they're not there to work things out with people, okay? If anything, we have been approached by so many, a wide variety of groups. It's when one specific group talked to us that, you know, they got all bent out of shape. But, you know, when white groups try to talk to us, we try to sell them the 80% solution, which is an American solution, okay? Where right now we have a common enemy, the one that's taking all of our rights away, okay? The ones that are laws are being passed and judges are deciding that, you know, these laws are lawful and you can go to jail for, you know, a pot seed in your car. Okay? And we need to be able to expose these people, but at the same time, it's like, we need to be coming together. Set our hardcore differences aside, the 20% that you and I will never agree upon, okay? And come together now, and let's see once the tyrannical enemy goes away, let's see if that 20% that really bothered us is even a bother anymore,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So, well, we say that to any group it is. We played at Democratic functions, we played at Republican functions, we played at Reform, Libertarian, we played for pro-gun groups, tax groups. You know, and when other boards start mentioning us, you know, it's like we are the same, okay? We're not here saying, Sieg Heil and let's burn this or her or anybody. It's like, no, let's expose who America's enemies really
exactly.
are.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Okay? And let's put them out front and center. Let's see who really is the American hater or who really is the racist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the folks that are calling the Minutemen the Minuteman, okay? When I've known Chris Simcox before he started the Minutemen, and he sure as heck isn't racist, okay? And I'm glad that he grew a movement to be able to say, look, feds, you need to do something about this border. States,
right.
You need to do something about the border. I think it was mm-hmm. Napolitano that just activated the National Guard from New Mexico or
mm-hmm.
was Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona, I think.
Yep.
It's like, we have a problem, but the problem is because of the NAFTA trade agreement. And it's only an agreement that could be destroyed. If these anti-racist groups really cared about their Hispanic brothers in arms, which, you know, I don't really see any Hispanics in their groups. If they really cared about them, they'd be together with us, fighting Washington, D.C., to destroy these trade agreements that made us all NAFTA economic refugees. We're
exactly.
all having wages at slave wage level.
Yes, exactly, Paul. You are hitting the nail on the head again.
Right,
and
that's why we're being attacked, because
that's the reason.
I'm Mexican on my dad's side. Don't tell me that I hate Mexicans. I speak the language at least, okay? I even sing it on the band's music, okay?
Uh-huh.
My accents are consistent, all right? But
mm-hmm.
I love all people. I love Mexico for the culture, for the food, for the music. I want Mexico to stay Mexico. I hate all the global corporations that are invading, like, you know, rats down there, like the Walmart, like the 7-Elevens, like the Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, and Burger King. Okay? That's not Mexico to me. And the same stuff in our Southwest. It's like, look, you're, it's always going to have a Spanish flavor, but if the people are here in America, at least learn a language, man. Okay? When I go down to Mexico, there isn't oprime número dos para inglés, okay? There's none of that for us. It's in Mexico.
Exactly.
Excuse me, they're Mexican. Either you speak the language or you don't participate.
Excellent points. Excellent points. All right, we got a break coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a line available for you right now. 800-313-9443 for one of America's up-and-coming artists. I say he's already coming up. He's already at the top as far as my charts are concerned. Paul Tepeti and Poker Face. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We're sounding the alarm. We'll be back with your call. Stay tuned.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Well, you're hearing the man now, Paul Tepeti, tell you how he feels in music and in speech. This young man and his band were canceled. They were told, no, you're not welcome at Rutgers University. You're not welcome performing before the Libertarian Club. You're making too much noise, you know? They give you an excuse of some sort, and they hope that you'll be dumb enough to believe it. Isn't that right, Paul?
Well, you know, this is a politically correct environment, so they're trying to dance around on eggshells on all parties. So,
well, now the first thing you've got to do is you've got to get, anytime that happens, you've got to go to the ACLU and put them on the spot and say, here's a case for you. Now, did you do that?
No, but I like the idea.
You've got to use the enemy to divide and conquer. This is what I have always done. First thing you should do is complain. Now, we have a case here at Rhode Island College where a young man went passing out literature and putting it on various billboards on a state campus, decided he was going to put up some questionable material in the sense that it was the one of the groups that are affiliated with the National Alliance or one of those particular groups. But he also put up publications, American Free Press and so forth, and, you know, smattered them around. Next thing you know, the security guard is calling. Well, you're not supposed to do that. Oh, yeah? Says who? Well, it's put in the wrong place. What's the wrong place? Well, somebody complained. The nice little girl of a particular race who protested because she did not like the idea of that particular flyer being up. It was politically incorrect. So I told him, go back and put more flyers up and put them everywhere in all the buildings. And he and his mother did. They did. The latest is they haven't heard a word because I told them what to do. You've got to threaten them with a lawsuit. You've got to go after these people whenever they try to abridge your free speech. You've got to go after them. And you've got to do it through the courts. As corrupt as many courts are, you know, there are still some courts which are, shall we say, at least redeemable in some people's eyes, because occasionally they do take the law seriously and they do believe in going by what the law should read and the Constitution, right? So that's what you have to do, Paul.
Well, I like the idea, and we'll definitely talk amongst ourselves. I like the idea of the ACLU because they pontificate how much they're for, you know, our rights, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, you got to put them to the test, and you know, you've got to go. First of all, you've got to file a complaint. You definitely got to go and make yourself a litigant, someone willing to go to court. That's the first step. So contact your local ACLU chapter in Allentown or in Pennsylvania and go to it. That's the first step. Then we'll go from there and make this a big issue, because this is an issue that should not be laughed about and should not be belittled. Should not be relegated to the dustbin of history. It's a serious issue. It's not just even free speech, and now it's a matter of thought control. And, you know,
thought crime, speech crime.
Right. If you start defending Ernest Zundel and people like that who are ordinary American and some non-American European people who just happen to disagree with the World Zionist Organization and so forth, you are now in good company, as far as I'm concerned. You have redeemed yourself in my eyes. You have shown that you have courage. You've shown that you have determination. You know, it's not about Jewish people, by the way.
No,
I know some very... It's about these racist, Zionist, elitist, globalist bigots. And that's what they are. Intellectual and racial bigots. All right, Paul. We'll be back, and we'll take calls. Get on the line right now. 800-313-9443. Poker Face, the band, and your freedom. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.